Hey, welcome. Today we're walking through exporting and checking your first drum and bass track from Ableton Live. I'm going to keep this energetic and practical, with concrete device settings and a checklist you can use right away. Ready? Let's get that roller sounding loud and clean. Overview. What this lesson covers. You'll learn how to prepare your arrangement for export, set up a temporary export-ready master chain, choose the correct render settings, create stems for mastering or collaboration, and run fast translation checks to make sure your mix translates across mono, phones, and real-world systems. Estimated time to work through this: 30 to 60 minutes depending on how many checks you run. Step 1. Prep your arrangement. First, finalize the arrangement bounds. Make sure your selection spans the entire track plus reverb and delay tails. Add 3 to 6 extra seconds of silence at the end so nothing gets cut off. I also recommend adding half a second to a second of silence at the very start. It makes later alignment easier for remixers and mastering engineers. Save a new project copy before you change the master bus. Call it project name, export, or similar so you can always revert. Step 2. Quick export ready master chain temporary. On the master track, build a temporary chain to preview and export. I'll give an example chain and settings using Ableton stock devices. First device. Utility. Use it for gain staging. Pull down the gain until your master meter peaks around -6 dBFS. This gives safe headroom for mastering. Second, EQ8. Put a high pass filter at about 20 to 30 Hz, gentle slope 12 dB per octave. This cleans up sub rumble without killing the power. Third, saturator. Soft warm glue. Set drive to about 1 to 2 decibels and use soft clip mode. Subtle is key. Fourth, glue compressor. Slowish attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Medium release between 0.3 and 0.8 seconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Tighten without squashing. Fifth, limiter only if you want a loud reference. If you're exporting for mastering, skip the limiter or use it very lightly, sealing at -0.3 dB, gain reduction under 2 to 3 dB. If unsure, export two versions, a mixdown with 6 dB headroom and no limiter, and a final master with light limiting for listening reference. Step 3. Export the full stereo master. Switch to arrangement view and set the start and end to include the extra tail you added. File. Export audio / video. Key render settings to speak out loud. Render track set to master. Sample rate 48 kHz. Bit depth 24 bit. Normalize off. Dither off unless you're reducing to 16 bit. And convert to mono off. Save as WAV or AFE. And name it clearly like track name master 24 bit 48k.wav. Step 4. Export stems for mastering or collaboration. There are two practical options. 1. Use Ableton's render track dropdown and choose all individual tracks. This exports each track and return track separately, but it gives you the pre-group tracks, not an already mixed group. If you want grouped stems, solo groups and export them one at a time, or route groups to new audio tracks and export. 2. The more controlled way. Manually solo and export groups. Group your drums to a drum bus. Bass elements to a bass bus, synths and effects to a keys/effects bus, and export each group soloed. Name files with a clear convention, for example track name bass stem v124 bit 48k.wav. Export settings are the same as the master, 24 bit, 48khz, normalize off, include tails. If you use return reverbs and delays, either include return tracks and then all individual tracks export or print the returns manually by resampling, so tails are baked into the stems. Otherwise, a stem can come out dry and that's frustrating for collaborators. Step 5. Quick checks and a clean live set. Open a new live set and import your exported master WAV into an audio track. Run these fast checks. Mono compatibility. Put utility on the imported audio and set width to 0%. Listen for any big drops in level or bass disappearing. If the sub collapses, you've got phase or side issues. Fix by making sub elements mono and checking phase alignment. Headroom and true peak. Use a LUF/TP meter like Julian loudness meter. For mixdowns, sent to a mastering engineer, aim for peaks down around -6 dB true peak and integrated LUFs around -12 to -10 for safety. If you're making your own final master for streaming, an integrated LUFs around -8 to -6 with true peak below -1 is common, but remember streaming services will renormalize. Spectrum and low-end check. Throw spectrum on the master track and look under 40 Hz for spikes and between 60 and 200 Hz for mod. If you see a huge spike in the sub, go back and HBF or reduce that layer. References /B. Import a commercial DNB track you respect and match levels. Compare drums, bass presence, and how the top end sits. Don't trust loudness. Match perceived levels first. Real-world listening. Test on headphones, monitors, laptop speaker, phone, maybe the car. Note differences and adjust accordingly. Common mistakes to avoid. Normalize on during export will ruin your intended headroom. Always switch normalize off. Don't send stems with missing returns or frozen only plug-in tails. Print returns or resample. Make sure you have at least 3 to 6 seconds of tail at the end or tails will be cut. If your mix collapses in mono, check phase and keep sub-frequencies mono. And beware comparing a heavily limited master to references. Limiting changes perceived balance. So compare using a mix down with headroom to get a true sense. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Put drums in a drum bus and try drum bus with drive 2 to 6 and transient 3 to 6 for punch. For bass, HBF around 20 to 25 Hz. Keep the very low end mono using utility and use parallel distortion. Duplicate the bass. Distort the duplicate. Low pass it at about 1000 Hz and blend for grit while preserving sub. Sidechain the bass to the kick with compressor sidechain enabled. Small attack. Release around 80 to 200 ms. Ratio around 3 to 1 for pump that keeps the kick cutting through. For dark ambience, high pass your reverb at 1.5 to 3k Hz so tails live above the low end. Extra coach notes. Quick sanity checklist. Before you hit export, scan for muted clips or automation glitches that could print as pops. Consolidate clips in groups you plan to export, so automation and clips don't have gaps. Render an 8-bar preview to confirm tails, phase and loudness before exporting the full track, and always use sensible stem naming and version control. Mini practice exercise. Save a copy named project name export. Group channels into drum bus, bass bus, keys slash FX, and vocal bus if you have vocals. Apply the export master chain. Pull master gain to get peaks near minus 6 dBFS. Export a full master at 48kHz/24-bit. Normalize off. Export stems as either all individual tracks or soloed groups. Create a new live set. Import the master. Run mono check. Spectrum check. Read luf/tp. And compare to a reference. Make one small fix. Export a short 8-bar loop and recheck. Deliverables you should produce. A master WAV. Stems folder, and three notes on what changed between the first and read export. Recap and wrap. Keep headroom. Disable normalize. Export a 24-bit/48kHz. Print returns and stems correctly, and run the quick import checks. Mono, luf/tp, spectrum, and real-world playback. If you want, paste the exact export settings you used. Sample rate, bit depth, normalize and dither choices. Along with LUFs and true peak readings, and I'll give you concrete tweaks for mastering or release. Go export that roller. Make it punchy. Keep the sub tight and mono, and remember, if in doubt, export a mixdown and a reference master so you've got options. Send me your export settings and a short LUFs readout when you're ready and I'll mark it up. Let's make it heavy.